Sorry. Sometimes I have. This happens more and more often, actually. I've been having what I've taken to calling Angelina Jolie moments, where you have those too, and her image will just sort of rise up before me, and it makes me happy. It also, I have to tell you, I mean, it makes me happy, but it makes me a little nervous, though, because I heard she's going to get back together with Billy Bob. Oh, I know. Isn't it just the worst? And, I mean, that would be scandal. I don't think that would be good for her. You know the whole thing with the vials of blood, right? You know, each one had the other's vial of blood around their neck. And I don't know, do you know where she has his name tattooed? Oh, my God. I bet she was wishing his name was Ed. But speaking of genitals, I don't know, do you know that Nicole Kidman does not like to wear underwear? I read that in the newspaper, which means it must be true. So I've been thinking about that, too. And I've been thinking about, I used to like Tom, but the way he treated her, I think, is terrible. Some of his movies, like that classic Top Gun, you know, it's just, that's just hot stuff. But then, I can't watch him because of the whole joint property thing. I mean, come on, like getting a divorce right before it. I mean, how transparent. And then taking up with Penelope Cruz, my God. There's a movie that Tom is going to be in that if I didn't like, well, okay, so here's the movie. He's this intrepid CIA agent who's trying to stop the anarchists from poisoning the world's water supplies, which, of course, is just bullshit. I mean, none of my friends are going to do that. But if they changed one little thing, I think even though I hate Tom, I would go to see the movie, which is if they made it so he's this intrepid anarchist who's trying to stop the capitalists from poisoning the world's water supplies, I'd be all over it. Does anybody know what's the indigenous name for this place, by the way? Is that the name of the place or the people? Does anybody know the name of the place? Okay, so here's the deal. I think it's really weird that I know what is on Angelina Jolie's genitals and what is not on Nicole Kidman's, not from personal experience, but it took me 2 years of living where I do to find out that there was a massacre of about 250 Indians at a place called Yontaket. Another year to find out that there was another massacre at a place called Achillet, another massacre at a place called Lake Earl. And it's like, I know these things that are so far away that have nothing to do, I think I can reasonably say that it's never going to matter to me whether Nicole Kidman wears underwear. And I know these things, but I can't name 10 species of plants and animals who live within 50 yards of my home who've been damaged by civilization, been harmed by civilization. And I can't name 10 species of edible plants that live within 100 yards of my home. I mean, I think, okay, miner's lettuce, I think that's a pretty safe one. Skunk cabbage, I think works. And then I've been thinking, what are those red mushrooms with the little white dots? I'm thinking, I might try those this winter. But the problem isn't just this R.D. Lang stuff. It's not just our discourse. It goes deeper than that. Because I keep wondering, you know, why is it that there's 40,000 people show up to baseball? I love baseball, except the designated hitter rule. And why is it that 40,000 people show up every night to see the Detroit Tigers, for crying out loud? And you know, you get some rally to save the salmon. It's the same 15 people that you see every time you do this. I don't understand this. It doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, so here's another part of it, is that this guy Lester Laborsky in the 1960s did this experiment where he attached electrodes to people's eyeballs and he would track where they would look, which makes me think maybe he was like John Ashcroft's uncle or something. And what he did is he would take photographs, or he would show them photographs, and what he found is that the photograph contained something that the person found morally objectionable or that threatened their worldview, their eyes would never once track to it, not even once. Which means that they knew, they would see it out of the corners of their eyes and know where not to look. It's really, really amazing. They would simply not look there. It's like one of the photographs in the background was a man reading a newspaper, and in the foreground was a silhouette of a woman's breast. And the people who found nudity morally objectionable, their eyes never once tracked the breast. And when they were asked later, was there a breast in the photograph? They would say no. And they weren't lying. They never saw it. Which, by the way, I told that story to my students at the prison, and they all said, wait a second, they didn't look at the breast. What the hell are they talking about? I don't think they got the point of the story. And so it's like I got this friend who about a year ago was saying, God, I just wish I could sit down with George Bush. I wish I could shake him, which I like that part. And I could say to him, so there's so much you could do to stop deforestation. There's so much you could do to stop militarism. Yeah, right. There's so much you could do to slow down global warming. And I said, I can tell you exactly what he would say, which is he would say to you, I have no idea what you're talking about. Which, you know, George Bush, multiple reasons for that. Oh, here's an example. A few years ago, the head DEA guy in Colombia was arrested his wife was arrested because she was smuggling drugs in the United States. And the story they told was that she was doing lines of cocaine in front of him, and he would pass through the room and never see it. Okay, so maybe they made up this story so that he would stay out of prison. But maybe it would have been so threatening to his perception of their marriage that he simply couldn't see what was happening in front of his eyes. And I mean, I don't know if I'm the only person in this room who's ever been in a really shitty relationship, but okay, so there's like 15 of us who've been, the rest of you will have to take this on faith. I mean, there's no evidence whatsoever that she's the single most selfish person on the entire planet. You know, the evidence simply wasn't there. And any of my friends who would attempt to point this out to me, I would say, why are you trying to ruin my perfect relationship? And then when the thing's over, it's like, oh my God, what did I not see? How did I not see it? I mean, so we all do, well, okay, so there's 15 of us who do this all the time. And it's the same thing on the larger scale, that we can, you know, have all these discussions about the destruction of the planet and not give them weight. I mean, we are, after all, talking about the systematic dismantling of the ecological infrastructure of the planet. So I think, well, okay, so here's another thing I want to talk about, is that I have